Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You got Samuel Jackson and the guy from Newman from Seinfeld to come and clone from the Amber egg.
Lore Boys here. Welcome back to the number one fake history podcast on this corner of the internet. My name is James.
We haven't boasted about that in quite some time.
Yeah. My name's James Miller. And who else is here today?
It's Ethan. Hi. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Also, I'm pleased to be here. Thanks for having me on the panel today, James. My name's Peter O'Donohue. I'm running for office.
Oh, well, unfortunately, none of us would fit into this universe because we could not be a demigod here. None of us start with a J, R, or M.
My middle name does.
I'm pretty sure George starts with a G. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Your middle name does. My middle name also does. It starts with an R. Uh-huh. Pete, do you have a middle name that fits in with a J, R, or M?
Pete and I have the same middle.
Oh, my middle name is George.
Oh, well, then there we go. Our middle names could take your middle name, make it your first, and we could be a demigod in the lands between.
Ethan, is your middle name Gordy or George?
I once got a free flight to BC when I was 11 years old because I was named. My middle name is my uncle's name, and it was my aunt, so my dad and my uncle's sister's wedding in British Columbia, and he couldn't go last minute, but he already had the ticket. But since my middle name was his name, I got to use his ticket because I just went and said, like, my parents were just like, oh, yeah, he goes by George.
Pre-9/11. That's how the 9/11 guys got on there. They used the middle names.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Osama George Bin Laden. Is it just let him on the plane?
My uncle's middle name. You know, it's my name. I go by that. I go by it. You have to understand.
He goes by George. Oh, yeah, get on there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what do you got in your bag on there? You got cigarettes, that's fine. Lighter, that's fine. Box cutter, totally cool. You know what? Have a nice flight.
Have a nice flight, George Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Don't you want to check your shoes? No. Why would we ever want to look inside your shoes?
Ew, that's disgusting. It's 2001.
Nobody in the history of aviation has ever hid a bomb inside their shoes. Why would we want to look there?
That's the Dorothy bomb where you like tap your toes together.
Yeah, it's got like the red wire in one heel and one and the blue wire in the other heel. And you're short out.
It's got a red wire, a green wire, a blue wire in one shoe, and then it's got a pair of clippers in the other shoe. And you have to hit the right wire.
Just to tapping and clacking your heels like one bead of sweat.
Meanwhile, it just like cuts to the FBI guys on the video. Like they've got the big screen up in front of them with the mic, and it's just like quickly, and it's just Dorothy's feet just like clicking together.
All right, we are already way off track.
Speaking of feet,
barely even started. Yeah, so we are doing Elden Ring today again. So far we've done The Shattering and a little bit about like Merica and her kids and Godfrey.
Yep.
We've done Mikella and Millennia. So Millennia being like the hardest fight in the game, Mikella being her kid brother, who both have interesting stories. They're both Empyreans.
Trapped in a cocoon and invented a cure for the Scarlet Rot.
His brother wants to bang him.
Yeah, like Moog.
Moog.
Cousin?
Yeah. The Lord of Blood. Yeah.
It's like a cousin brother because of the fact that the family tree is so fucked up in some cases.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like step-bro or half-brother.
Okay, but what are you doing, step-cocoon sort of shit?
What are you doing, step-half-cocoon?
Yeah, half-brother. I think it would be half-brother, because Merica gave birth to... Or three-quarter-brother? Because Merica and Radagon are the father and mother to Millennia and Mikella, but Godfrey and Merica gave birth to Moog. So three out of four of Moog's... Of the parents are shared by Moog and Mikella.
Okay, right.
Because one parent is two.
Because one is two.
America and Radagon are the same person.
Right.
So, okay, let's rewind all the way back. I'll give us like a quick lead up, so you don't have to go re-listen to those old episodes, because I know it's a few weeks apart.
But you can if you want to. I'd appreciate it.
Yep, yeah, you can. So, at first, world's chaos. All these creatures are at war. Outer God, known as the Greater Will, sends a golden star down to the Lands Between. Inside the star is the Elden Ring. It's an artifact that eventually starts the Age of Grace. Queen Marika rose to power, along with her first husband, Godfrey, the Elden Lord. This is the dude who like summons a giant lion. Marika has her shadow like wolf blade thing. And they're the power couple of the Lands Between. They make a bunch of babies and they kill everyone in their way. So it starts the Age of Grace, where the Erd trees start growing and everything.
Just like current Instagram power couples. They kill the weaker influencers.
Yep, exactly. In comes Rani, who we'll be talking about a lot more today and about a lot of her motivations behind this. She's a daughter of Radragon, which is America's male form, and Renala, who we'll also talk about today, the Moonlight Queen. Rani steals a fragment of the Rune of Death from America's Shadow Wolf Malekith, the Black Blade. Her people kill Godwin with a fraction of the runes and fuse into their blade. The first son of the Golden Order. Rune of Death is fragmented. Golden Order could be killed. America shatters the Elden Ring. She breaks the hammer on the wall that breaks the Elden Ring into a million pieces.
Yeah. Break glass in case of someone stealing the
Death Rune
of Death. Of Death or whatever. And,
yeah.
Destined, you know, starting death, a war between is, the Golden right? Order.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Great Runes get split up and given to all the demigod children. And then they kind of start going at war. This is like where we see Millennia and Radahn end up fighting, and she pulls like the poison nuke right at the end of the fight and like cripples him for the rest of his life and makes him crazy with the Scarlet Rot.
Right.
This is where we see the jumped up country bumpkin going and hiding along with the women and children to go graft people to him near the beginning of the game.
Yeah, because our first episode we talked quite a bit about like stealing the death rune or whatever it is.
Yeah, the shattering, exactly. And we're going to talk even more about like why that happened today, because Rani is like a big part of why that happened.
Okay.
And for the listeners at home wondering about the step half brothers, this is a step half sister, Rani, too, because it's the same relation just with a different.
I don't want to touch it yet. Because Rani will be the second half of the episode. Rani is supposedly born from Radragon and Renala, but is also the only Empyrean that's not born of one god. So I have a theory of why that's not her actual parents. She gets really frustrated. She's like one of the most like hard to pin down of all of them.
Okay,
but Radahn and Rykard are born of Radragon and Renala. But we're going to start with Renala. I recommend if you guys have a phone or whatever with you, pull up a little family tree so you can see kind of what we're talking about. Godfrey and Marika, they gave birth to Godwin, Godric, Godofroy, Morgott, and Moog, who we've talked about a little bit. Marika and Radragon gave birth to Melina, who we're going to talk about at the very end of this episode. Melania and Mikella. Melania and Mikella are the ones that we talked about last time. And now, finally, Radragon and Renala. So the male form of Marika and Renala, the Moon Queen, gave birth to three kids that we know of. And one of them, I think, is kind of not the type of birth that we expected. But
right, because Marika turned into her own husband and cheated on herself with the Queen of the Moon or some shit? Or is this a separate... Like
exactly. We're going to talk about that today, too. Yeah.
So confusing.
It's kind of wacky. But honestly, once you start to kind of get a grasp on it, it really adds a lot of depth to the game. I restarted the game over the weekend and I started playing through a little bit. And I was able to understand what the Dark Souls characters were saying. Which is-
Oh, okay. Your third eye had been opened.
Yeah. Like, I felt like it was building on my knowledge and stuff. So this stuff really does help you understand the game and digest what's going on.
Okay,
and, cool. Yeah. So first we're going to focus on Renala, Queen of the Full Moon. I posted a picture of her in the boys chat. She's the the top one with like the moon behind her, that's the second phase of her fight, but also what she kind of looks like in her prime.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
very pale.
Yeah.
Alabaster skin, one might say.
Can't imagine she gets a whole lot of sunlight if she's Queen of the Moon.
Well, yeah.
Very goth GF.
Yeah, very goth GF. I'll give you that. She's wearing
moonlight
like
is just diet sunlight.
Yeah. She's wearing like a imagine a sword scabbard, but it was for your head. It's like a head scabbard. On
she
top
looks
of her
like
head.
She's wearing a stocking or something on her.
It's
head.
Like she's got like a banana warmer that she's wearing on top of her head, essentially, to keep her bananas warm.
There's like a claymation kind of like California Raisins character that is like a crescent moon who plays jazz. Like that's what she looks like.
Yeah, it's ringing a bell, but where it's actually from, this Raisin Man, I couldn't tell.
Oh, I'll Jamie pull up the clip. Don't worry.
Yeah, she's all about moon magic. So before the Age of Grace, this is before America starts showing up and having all her babies. This is before the Shattering, even before that, before the Elden Ring came storming down. A young Glintstone sorcerer named Rinala studied lunar magic. She ended up charming the Academy of Raya Lucaria. This is an in-game area where you actually meet Rinala.
Can I just ask, Glintstone? Are we in the realm of magic rocks?
Yeah, the true.
Yeah.
Right,
well. I know Glintstone. Oh, I'll drink, yeah.
We took a sip, yeah.
While you guys are taking your sips, I did find the Jazzy Moon wearing Ray-Bans that I was thinking of, and he was a McDonald's mascot that recommended both dinner and breakfast
Holy
at McDonald's.
Moly.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
I didn't see the resemblance, though.
Make it Mac tonight, breakfast tomorrow. Okay, so eat a Big Mac tonight and stick around.
We'll have breakfast tomorrow. it's basically Rinala, Queen of the Moon. If she recommended you just have diarrhea twice in a day, so McDonald's for dinner and for breakfast.
I think this moon's trying to fuck us too, because he's like, stay over and I'll make you McDonald's breakfast too.
Oh, that's true.
He's trying to smash for sure.
Yeah.
So it's make it moon tonight, make it explosive diarrhea tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know it's like, ooh, we'll be having breakfast. Like, we're having drinks tonight. We'll have breakfast tomorrow. Is like kind of like a sitcom, like way of saying that these two characters are going to fuck each other.
Oh.
Yeah, breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, enough fucking. Back to the Academy of Raya Lucaria.
Nobody fucking at the Academy. Let's be real.
No, they're all studying lunar magic.
Nerds.
Maybe they're showing each other their butts for the full
moon. No, mooning. Gotcha.
Yeah. Raya Lucaria, if you played the game, you probably know it, because most people, Rinala will be like the second boss that they'll fight for a great rune.
Okay.
And she's the only one who holds a great rune who is a mere-ass mortal. No, no godhood at all. Other than a god, like, gets with her for a while.
Yeah, while you were busy partying, I was busy studying the art of the glintstone.
Yeah. Like, you can get a glintstone pebble is one of the first spells you'll get in the game, and it's just, like, a little blue, like, projectile that you'll shoot.
Little blue rock to throw at people.
Yeah, moon rocks.
I'm going to teach you your first magic spell. Now, take your pebble, throw it at that servant.
Yeah, break the old man's window who lives next door so he can shake his cane at you.
Yeah.
Do it without your hands.
Yeah. She's just teaching people to be Dennis the Menace, but with magic.
Yeah. I'm going to give you your first magic item. It's called a slingshot, and it's best stored in your back pocket, in the back pocket of your coveralls.
I'm beginning to think that the degrees that people are getting from Raya Lucaria are completely worthless. This seems like a scam university.
Yeah, so she broke enough windows to become renowned as a champion. She had a whole legion of men who followed her called the Glintstone Knights, and they established the House of Caria as royalty.
They dropped Lou.
Wait, what?
They dropped Lou because it was Lucaria was the
Lucario's a Pokemon, right? Isn't it?
It was Lucaria, yeah, Raya Lucaria. You're right. Okay, I thought that was a joke, but I'm like, no, you're just You're clarifying for me.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, are they related? Like, because I don't know how Raya Lucaria is spelled. Is it like three words? Is it one word?
Lucaria is one word, but it probably is like some old English thing for saying like school of the Caria or something, right?
Yeah.
Like Academy of the Caria, and then the House Caria is the royalty house, and she rules in the Academy as queen.
George R. R. Martin needed another R in the lore, and he was up all night not finishing his book series, trying to think of a name for a university that had wizards in it.
Yeah.
In ancient Roman religion, the Lucaria was a festival of the grove, held 19th and 21st of July. So
coming up,
it bookmarks the moon landing, which was July 20th.
Oh.
That's a stretch, but we're calling it a link. That's a very George R. R. Martin-esque link, and yep. Trump-esque link, where we're saying, like, yeah, it's right?
Do you know what year the moon landing was?
1969!
Nice. That's when that movie came out, let's be real.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So now we know we got Renala. She's at Raya Lucaria. She's become a queen of sorts. And she has a bunch of Glenstone Knights. So if you go up like to the middle of the map kind of thing, there's this whole Land of the Lakes area, which not Ontario Land of the Lakes. It's like Lakes of Lucaria or something.
Okay.
And around in the middle center of all these lakes is a beautiful academy.
I heard about resides. This. I actually know this area, having not played the game, but they were talking about it on Chapo. Linuria of the Lakes.
That's right.
That is actually, they mentioned this, so that is based on this, like, fictional, like, pseudo-conspiracy, like, lost continent called Lemuria, where, like, certain, like, ancient alien conspiracy theorists think that, like, ancient humans once lived. It's like a different kind of Atlantis, but it's called Lemuria.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Lemuria, or Lemuria, was a continent proposed in 1864 by zoologist Philip Sclater to have sunk beneath the Indian Ocean, later appropriated by occultists in supposed accounts of human origin.
There we go.
Okay. In the game, it's like a lot less mysterious. It's like really easy to get there. You just have to beat...
The lakes are there because it's sinking, but it ain't sunk yet.
Okay.
It ain't sunk yet.
Yeah. So, goddess Queen Merica, the Eternal, she establishes the Age of Grace. That's the whole thing we talked in the preamble. And she sends out a champion known as Radagon to lead her armies against the Academy of Raya Lucaria. So Merica, by the way, Merica and Radagon, I almost need to do a whole episode on them now because I was looking into them and it seems like they were kind of shattered on their own volition. But Merica and Radagon, even though they become married, they have different motives. Like Merica wants to get rid of the Elden Beast that is like within them. But Radagon and Merica like sets up this whole thing with the Tarnished to try and like get rid of the Great Will or the Greater Will.
But they're the same person. Why are they having this fight?
That's what I mean. And again, so like Merica set this all up, and then Radagon like over consumes her near the end and kind of like seals her fate and our fate too. But they do have different motivations, even though they are the same person at one point.
She's one of those people who like TikToks and is like, oh, watch me snap between split personalities or whatever. this is Lance. They hate Knuckles the Echidna. Uh-huh. And it's like, now I'm Vesper. I love Knuckles the Echidna.
Oh, man.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Make disorder cringe on Reddit where it just shows all these people doing it.
Yeah, I heard about some controversy where some chick was pretending to have Tourette's.
Yeah, a lot of folks are doing that on TikTok. Internet was missing.
It was a trend on TikTok for a while to fake having terrible disease.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so glad TikTok is a thing.
I am shooketh that this could have happened in my internet.
Yeah. Especially Ethan and I are big supporters of the internet being a good idea and a positive for humanity.
Drops monocle into teacup.
Yeah.
Shatters it.
Straighten my champagne.
So yeah, that was just a side thing. I need to do Merica and Radagon justice because there's a lot there still too. But anyways,
a whole
we know
lot of promises that aren't Green Lantern, Jamie. Jesus Christ.
America, the Eternal, establishes the Age of Grace. She sends out her second half, known as Radagon, to lead her armies against the Academy of Raya Lucaria. You might remember that Radagon's America's other half. So Radagon fights two whole wars against Rinala and the Academy, both of which are just like ending up in stalemates. So Radagon gives up on fighting and marries Rinala.
Yeah.
At the Church of Vows, uniting the houses of the Earth Tree and the Moon. It was easier to work together than work against each other.
It's very much like a romantic movie in like the 70s or 80s, where it's like, yeah, if you just badger her enough, eventually she'll say yes. Like, yeah.
Just kill enough of her glintstone knights and maybe she'll take your hand in marriage.
I like to imagine like the mouth, like the, you know, like the thumb puppet mouth with like googly eyes on your fist is like America at this point, where he's just like, shut up, bitch, I'm in love with her now.
It's very like actual medieval like marriages that were like of expedience, never of love, right? It was always just like, we need to secure a peace, and the easiest way to do that is to marry off our children, or I guess in this case, cheat on yourself to marry your rival.
Yeah, like medieval borders were getting a little too flexible for our taste, so we're going to marry these two 11-year-olds.
Cheating on yourself yet, because right now, America and Godfrey are still together. America and Godfrey, the dude with the big lion.
Yeah. So Melania and Mikaela are not yet a thing.
That I don't... Like, have America... That doesn't need to be true yet, does it?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it does. Yeah, they aren't yet a thing yet. Because America and Radagon are not together yet.
Are not together.
Okay.
Right now, we're Godfrey and America are together, and Radagon and Rinala are together.
Okay, so now it makes a lot more sense. So this is a cheater who eventually will get caught cheating and say, oh, no, Godfrey, that wasn't me, America. That was my alternate personality, Radagon, that
married
Rinala.
Just watch these TikToks where I have red hair instead.
America never has to answer to Godfrey. once Godfrey finished fighting the fire giants, she just told him to fuck off out of the lands between, and he never came back. That's how Godfrey fought the entire war for her. Then she takes back the Elden Ring and says goodbye.
girl boss moment.
Exactly.
Hashtag girl boss.
Yeah. So yeah, together they have three children, Radagon and Rinala. So this is now Radagon, who's part of the Golden Order, and Rinala, who's a worshiper of the full moon or the dark moon. And they have three children, Radon and Rikard, who we for sure know they had together, and Ranni, where this gets a bit more complicated. So,
okay.
Yeah, after Godfrey, the first Elden Lord, dealt with the fire giants, outlived his usefulness, he's banished from the lands between by America. Then Radagon leaves Rinala, the Moon Queen's side, to become the second husband of Queen America. So she banished her own husband. America got rid of the husband. And then her second half...
Me.
Yeah, marries herself, basically. So, which allows Radagon now to become the new Elden Lord.
Okay. Yeah, Radagon to me now is sounding more like a shell company that America just set up, basically. Yeah.
No, now I'm two Elden Lords, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got this one Elden Lord in Malta. See, he doesn't have to pay taxes. So.
Yeah.
And I only make $86,000 a year, so don't worry about that.
That's it. I make $86,000 a year. He has two employees, of which I am one of them. And... makes $120 million a year.
Don't look too
closely into it. Yeah.
Yeah. So America and Radagon are now together, and Rinala the Moon Queen is left behind to her own devices, and she's really upset about this. To her, it wasn't just a marriage for usefulness. It was really a marriage of love, and they had three kids together, and she was really into him. Yeah.
Stockholm Syndrome, honestly.
So, and Queen America made Radagon and Rinala's children their demigod stepchildren. So that she accepted them under her umbrella because her male half made them.
Okay.
Yeah. And when Radagon departs, he gifts Rinala the Great Rune of the Unborn. What does this look like? In like that second picture I saw, I sent, it's kind of hard to see, but Rinala is floating in the air and holding a rune covered in amber. It looks like an amber egg. And this is...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a part of the boss fight, even. And that's where you get the Great Rune at the end of it. So
all
she...
All her pupils are in the room and clearly just waking up from their nap, by the way. Clearly nap time in the library, and they're all just, like, pulling their heads up off the floor.
It's where the carpet's warmest.
I'll explain what those are in a second. Not as cute as pupils.
But... Little kindergartners shitting their pants, taking a nap.
The Academy rebelled against the royal family now, because when as soon as Radagon left, they realized that Rinala was not a strong leader, because she's like completely heartbroken and given up on everything. So she's not, they're like, she's not a champion at all. She's a depressed single mom.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell?
Take away her government benefits. Quickly. Come on. Get her off of welfare, the fucking leech.
The so Academy gets... like loses its charity status. They're just like, yeah, time to start paying runes, bitch.
Yeah.
So she only has the Great Rune because Radagon gave one to her. She's not actually a demigod, so she wouldn't have got one normally. But she has one within this egg that she holds. She gets locked into the library by all of, like, barricaded in. She just stays there so she doesn't get, like, driven out of the of the Academy.
One wooden chair just, like, at an angle under the door handle. And like, yeah. I'll take care of that. She's not a demigod.
And she devoted herself to the grim art of reincarnation. So those things that you see on the ground there, she's clutching the amber egg in hopes of resurrecting her daughter, Lunar Princess Rani, who she thought died in the Night of the Black Knives, where they stole the Great Rune.
Okay.
Ended up killing Godwin and shattering everything afterwards from America.
There is some anime, or maybe a manga, that this is a reference to, because I know there is also a princess holding an egg in the Dark Souls 3 DLC, and the Souls games made by Miyazaki are, if nothing else, just references to mangas that he's read and likes. It's like Egg of the Prince. I guess if you're gonna pull up the clip there, Ethan, it's like Egg of the Princess or some shit like that. Is like is
Filianor in the Ringed City.
Filianor in the Ringed City, yeah, is one of the daughters of Gwyn, and then it's based on like like Egg of the Princess or something I've never seen but like know of.
Someone let us know in the Discord. We got a lot of folks who read a lot of manga and stuff.
Yeah, probably would know. And I'm not seeing anything in the trivia section of the fandom page. So,
yeah. Anyway, so she holds this egg, and she thinks that with this egg, she'll be able to give birth to her daughter Rani again. And what she does instead is make a bunch of failed copies of her daughter who can't use their legs and are scattered all around on the ground around her.
Oh, they're paralyzed? That's why they're dragging themselves around like that?
Well, I don't... It doesn't say that in the lore, but they never use their legs, so...
I forgot to instill them with the will to walk.
Oh, no! The Rune of Death and the Rune of Walking were both stolen on the Night of Black Knives.
Yeah.
Ironically, legs. Though, it was Rani who stole them, and here's Rinala trying to resurrect a walking daughter when her actual living daughter has the Rune of Walking. So, I mean, that ain't irony. I don't know what it
is. Yeah. Unbeknownst to Rinala, her daughter survived the Night of the Black Knives and kept a watchful eye on her mother.
So, just watching her like try and resurrect her and like doesn't step in and be like mom it's like,
I'm not dead.
I'm sorry for the pain I caused you. Please stop making these horrible facsimiles of me.
She has her reasons, but she does keep an eye on her mom. She can't really show herself right now because Rani's body is dead, but okay. Her spirit is alive.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Which I'll explain soon enough. But it's cut. After you beat Rinala's stage one, you have to fight Rinala in her prime, which her stage one is her just like floating around, and then you have to like kill these weird abominations as they start like glowing with the runes. And then once you get past that, like she'll fall off the ground, you beat her up a bunch. And then the second phase, where is the first picture I showed you, is like her at her prime, and it's not, you're not actually fighting her. You're fighting a magical apparition made by Ronnie to protect her mother.
Cool.
Okay. So she just reimagined her mom in her prime and then like teleporting you to like this moon world to go fight her mom. But once you beat the apparition,
and if you can beat the apparition, if you could beat the apparition, then I'll teleport you back from the moon so you can kill my mom. Okay.
You don't actually kill the mom. You beat the apparition and you get the great rune, but you don't kill the moon queen. She stays in the library and she is your respec mechanic for the rest of the game. She rebirths you as whenever you want.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah.
It's like, hey, I know I tried to kill you, but I found this sword that I'm too stupid to use. Can you help? And she's like, yeah, sure, man, whatever.
Yeah. So
she's like a kindly, like, she's like a cool, you know, like a foster mom in some senses, where it's just like, you know, you're trying to get away from your parents, you go to a friend's place, and they got like the cool mom who's just like, yeah, it's cool, whatever. Yeah, you try to kill me again.
Drinking the basement.
Exactly. Yeah. You're trying to kill me. Ha ha ha. Oh, then you always go to them. You're like, well, what should I do with my life? You know what I mean? I was gonna go into pre-med, but I don't think I can do it. She just tells you like, hey, you want to go to trade school? Go to trade school,
yeah,
bud.
Respec.
Nothing wrong with that. Respec into trade school.
Yeah. So that's the arc of Ranny's mother, Renala. We get to know how she kind of rises to power. She gets stuck in war, marries so there is no more war, gets ditched by the deadbeat dad, who is actually goes back to marry himself as Merica, his woman half. Then she's left behind without thinking her daughter was dead, but her daughter's still alive, and she basically goes crazy trying to resurrect her daughter. There's like this awful scene of her like crawling on all fours, trying to get back to the egg, and like one last attempt to try and get Ranny to come back to life before you spare her life and she becomes the respec mechanic. But there's a lot. This kind of leads into Ranny's motivations, and actually, we'll get more into that after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back from the break. So we covered Renala in the first half of the show. Now we're going to get on to Ranny. If you might remember from the first episode, she has a second name, Renna, for some reason, which we'll talk about a little bit. But Ranny's her real name.
I have a problem with some of the writing in Elden Ring, where basically everyone has a one-letter changed different name at some point, game looks fun. Maybe I'll play it one day. The lore is very cool. That is so fucking stupid. The Morgott, Ranny, like...
Yeah, okay. Renna, Ranny. Blade, I think, or Blade, we're going to talk about, I think, has a copy of himself.
The dog guy?
Yeah, one of the dog guys. Okay. There's so many copies of folks in this game. But anyways, Lunar Princess Ranny is the name of our girl here. She's the daughter of Radagon and Queen Renala, at least on the family tree. But Ranny was confirmed to be born an Empyrean. You guys remember what that means?
She's a demigod.
She's born of a single god, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right,
which makes her a demigod, yeah.
Yeah.
or even more than a demigod. An Empyrean can actually one day succeed the divine Queen Marika, like a full-on goddess.
Yeah, they can like house the outer gods, which we talked about in the last one, because Melania is like houses the Scarlet Rot within herself or something.
That's right. And if Rani, it's never mentioned that she does, but if she were to house any of them, it would be the full moon or the dark moon, because she's definitely a moon princess. She's a lunar princess.
So. You gotta give it to her. She's a loony one.
Yep. So she. One theory for this is that she was born from the Amber Egg, gifted by Radragon. Even though she still had the Amber Egg, maybe it was, I don't know, Elden Ring shit. Maybe it was born, but it doesn't crack.
I thought it would be a mosquito second or something.
A second egg or a mosquito?
Yeah, clone from. She got Samuel Jackson and the guy from Newman from Seinfeld to come and clone from the... Yeah. The Amber Egg. Hold on to your butts. Hold on to your mooning.
Funny that you say that. The Queen Marika is a Newman, which just means a type of person. N-U-M-E-N.
Marika Newman?
Newman.
Yeah.
Newman.
Just Newman. Also, the legion of assassins that killed Marika's firstborn son, also a Newman. They came from the same background. Not explained why, but Numen.
It sounds like that was stolen from Lord of the Rings, because Numenor is, like, where the Rangers are from or something like that, and Middle-earth and the Lands Between mean the same thing.
Okay, so I looked up Numen Elden Ring. Top hit is a link to Reddit by user akatsuki_raid. Do you think the Numen are a reference to Numenor and therefore to Tolkien?
Okay. That's my alt. It turns out I've been on Reddit, guys.
The Liberator says, yes, absolutely. They hail from the north, are long-lived and seldom born. Seems to me they are Dunedain. It wouldn't be the first Tolkien reference FromSoft has made. Anor Londo is a name based in Tolkien's Elvish, meaning hidden sanctuary of the setting sun.
Huh. Yeah. So, could be. Probably is... won't matter too much for our story today, but interesting enough, Newman's. I think that she came from an egg, because Radragon has done eggs so far. There's been an egg in the past of her mother and father. Somehow she's an Empyrean, which means born of one god. If she's just a dad's egg, like a penguin here, then that explains why she's an Empyrean.
Just a dad's egg.
Yeah.
I'm more like a penguin, where I've been meeting like Radagon, like with the like the chubby little like feather flap like over the top.
Yeah, you know the dad penguins didn't lay that egg, right?
I've never seen them not. I've never seen a female penguin lay an egg.
I've never seen them not lay the egg. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
That too.
I've never seen a female penguin personally. They all look exactly the same.
I like to imagine that Radagon had Rani like a seahorse, where Radagon, as the male, carried all the young, and then eventually just like spat them all out like they were coming out of like a confetti cannon, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
Into a pool of water.
Yeah. Because the seahorse is very much the t-shirt cannon of of the animal world.
Exactly. And the only one that survived was the one that could walk. So.
Yeah, Rani can walk as far as we can tell.
Yeah. But when the confetti cannon went off inside of Radagon, a bunch of them couldn't. They ended up in the library. Well, that's what happens when a seahorse gives birth on land, right? It's going to be ugly.
Only it's like the little sea turtles. It's like a gallop to the sea with the seahorses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the seahorses are born. Most of them break their legs as soon as they're born, ejected onto the ground. And you know what happens when a horse breaks its leg?
Dog food,
they all went to the glue factory.
So I posted one pic and a spoiler. Please don't click the spoiler yet. But the one pic is of the two fingers.
Dude, you sent me nuts, dude. Two separated nuts just hanging on the end of two fingers like that.
Yeah.
No, it's very much the two fingers. That's how it looks in game. So take it up with those folks. But yeah, those two fingers you can find at like the round table. what are Two Fingers? They're basically like acolytes for the greater will. They also like try and pick you up. By the time you meet the Two Fingers, they're like, hey, this is how you become Elden Lord. You could be part of the greater will, man. But before they chose us, way before, they chose
the Two Fingers
Ronnie.
Just, like, hold a giant joint. Like, you could be part of the greater will, dude. You just gotta smoke some of this jazz cigarette.
Well, yeah. The Two Fingers, I'm so suspicious of the Two Fingers, knowing nothing really about their lore, because every time we've kind of, like, talked about them, it's always been like, oh, it'll be for another episode. But
there's not much about them other than they just usher in, like, folks to the greater will. They kind of just are like the priests.
But they're doing, but they're doing like air quotes. So I can't help but I'm like Elden Lord in air quotes. You know, like why are you doing that? Why not just tell me? Like why put your fingers away? Like.
You might not be wrong. Like Gideon, what was his name? Gideon Ofnir. Yeah, like once you kill him, he's like even if you kill the Elden Beast, like you'll never be the Elden Lord. So, like, there's kind of something that suggests that even though you become the Elden Lord, air quotes, it doesn't last forever, or there's some two-sided coin to that, or whatever. Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting invited to the movies in grade 8 by a date who's not going to show up and leave me, you know, to be laughed at.
So the Two Fingers chose Ronnie as a potential successor, like way before they started accepting applications from Tarnished Ones.
Or it's a hiring freeze, Imperians only.
And they granted her a shadow. So Imperians get shadows like...
This is an intern. They're going to follow you for the first month. Just figure out how you do things around the office, you know.
They're just
going to shadow you.
That's America got Malekith, who held the Rune of Death. It was like that really cool black werewolf thing.
Mm-hmm.
The shadow that she gets is Blaid. It's like a dog person, also like a kind of like wolfy with a big sword.
That makes sense.
So I'm gonna give you a shadow, and by shadow I mean furry, to follow you around.
Yeah, and it's theorized, not for sure, but that. These shadows that they give them in, like, a lot... Let's say you went against the Golden Order, your shadow would turn on you. So your shadow's there to support you for all of your endeavors through with the Golden Order, but as soon as you try and go to apply to another company, this intern slashes your throat.
Oh, it's like the the Secret Service. It's like, yeah, sure, you're the president, Mr. JFK, but, like, until you do something that we don't like.
That's a theory, though, because Ranny grew up playing with Blaid and EG. EG's, like, this giant... blacksmith dude that you meet in the game. He's not the blacksmith that helps you improve stuff. He's a blacksmith you meet out in the wild near the Carrion Manor. But anyways, like at one point whenever Ronnie's coming close to going against the Golden Order, EG the big blacksmith puts Blaid in behind bars to basically protect Ronnie from being slain because he thinks that Blade's gonna turn. But in the end, Blaid just stays loyal to Ranny the entire way and even manages to escape from this prison. You can let him out or you can he can escape or he'll just escape if you don't let him out, but he gets out either way no matter how you finish the story. And Blaid, good dog, good boy. He never would have turned.
He gets pats.
Yeah.
Valley Screeches.
Yep. Ranny, growing up, had a master simply known as the Snow Witch. So the picture that I sent to you guys of Ranny, she's wearing like that blue hat and stuff. She drives, she wears the clothes of the Snow Witch at every point that we meet her in the game. But the Snow Witch is her like old mentor that taught her cold base spells, to fear and respect the Dark Moon. But
if you're too friendly in a work environment, they're never going to take you seriously. Okay. So
We never get to meet the Snow Witch, but at every point that we meet Ranny later on, she first introduced herself as Renna, which we theorize is the name of the Snow Witch, which is why she goes as Renna at a certain point to throw
that
you
sounds,
off. Or
that sounds way more like she was caught with her pants down. It was like, my name is Renna.
Yeah.
Like just
well, that's like the Morgott Margit thing that I was complaining about earlier. It's why are the, like, oh, the other name is, like, the same name, but like with a different accent.
Like go with like, geez, JRR. Go with Geppetto, man. Like just go with something like so different, you know?
Yeah, it makes it really tough to kind of like follow along too. It's not great for the storytelling, but I think like deep down, if you're listening to this and you just love Souls lore, I think you kind of like it to be a little bit confusing so you can navigate it a bit better than the person next to you. But I don't know. That's my theory. You just think you're better than us, don't you? I'll listen over there.
And you're probably right, okay? But for plenty of other reasons, okay? So you chill on the Elden Ring lore.
Yeah.
I mean, the lore's really cool. It's really just the naming convention. Like,
it sucks, yeah.
We've talked about, I complained, probably not complained about it, but probably talked about it last week, where it's just like there is a benefit to, like, there's a value to being particularly obtuse or like obfuscating, where it can make it like really rewarding when you do figure something out, right? When you have that moment of revelation where you're like, oh shit, Ranny, that's Rana, like, oh no, you know, but like you can kind of bury the lead and make it too difficult, so it just becomes frustrating. And then by the time the reveal happens, you're just like, oh, okay, that's what it is. Thank God. Like, finally figured it out.
Elden Ring, when revelations become ravelations. I get it now.
It's just kind of like who's it? It's like Pepe Selvia. Like sort of thing is like fake names.
Well, I literally have to pull up a list of all the names with the arrows to every name every time I do an episode on this, just to be able to navigate it.
Jamie sends us the same family tree every time we do, and I every time I open it up, and this time and last time, at a certain point, I'm like, I gotta close it because I have to be the listener. Like, you know, I know you told them just pull up a family tree of this. I hope if you're driving listening to our podcast right now, you didn't do that. pulled over on the side of the interstate, like
it's been 45 minutes. They've already rolled that truck, dude. Like,
exactly. I close it because I'm like, I want to try and understand without, but it can be tricky. Just the names are so simple.
Yeah. Well, right now we're still focusing on Radagon and Rennala. So yeah, their kid Ranny. Excuse me. While the Two Fingers had chosen Ranny, she was not really on board for becoming a puppet of the greater will and becoming she didn't want her Empyrean fate, and why would she? Like, look at what happened to her mother. Like, they knocked up her mom, left her with an egg, took all the money and all the worshippers, and just left her to become crazy and like try and resurrect her what she thought is dead daughter over and over again. Like, not super cool for the moon side of the family.
Not a great sales pitch
from
the sun side of things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, in order to escape her fate, Ranny came up with a plot to kill her own Empyrean flesh while sparing her soul. And in order to do so, she stole a fragment of the Rune of Death from Malekith. So the whole shattering, the whole Rune of Death thing that started the shattering was really because they didn't treat Ranny's mom so good. So Ranny rebelled against the Golden Order and tried to get out of becoming an Empyrean and taking over the Golden Order.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
She didn't think she could just like run it better when she was in charge?
No, she didn't. She wanted nothing to do with it. She has her own... like, there is an outer god of the moon, the stars... They kind of combine them all. It's the full moon, the dark moon, the stars, and it's really vague, but I think she cares a lot more for that outer god than the greater will, because the greater will
is
the
void. Because I remember there was like one of the bosses when we did the Moonlight Greatsword episode, I briefly touched on Ranny, where you have to kill Estelle, like born of the void or whatever, who's like this like centipede from space.
If it is, it's not from the source that I read. They didn't say the void, but
yeah, no, I got the dark moon, the dark moon, the stars, and the primeval.
Yeah, don't read too much of that because part of that goes against what we talk about today. But yeah.
Just because
they say that Rani's afraid of the dark moon, but she won't be by the end of this. She kind of is at the beginning, but
cool.
Yeah,
I'm scared of the dark moon. I don't even know what the dark moon is. I'm scared of the dark moon. It's the regular moon, but scarier. I'm scared of the regular moon.
Look, angry eyes on the moon.
Okay, I think I can handle the artwork this week. Okay.
Yeah, go for it. You want to post a preview on Patreon? Do it.
So she imbues the power of the rune into the blades of her assassins. All are Numen women who grew up where Queen Marika did herself. So there might be a whole reason to hate Queen Marika in her own land that we'll figure out eventually. But that doesn't exist yet. Yeah. And she also gave a fragment to her brother Rykard, which deserves his own episode, which we might or might not do eventually.
That's a snake fella you talked about last time.
Yeah, he turns himself into a big angry magma snake and kind of loses control of himself there. Yeah,
I did, when I still had the family tree pulled up, I did look him up again because I was like, who is this guy again? And as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, yeah, he's the guy with the human face but the snake body that I want to learn more about. That's the guy I'm most interested in.
Okay,
He's a very cool design, from what I see.
I want to do him. I also want to get into kind of like the dragons. I want to get into Marika and Rydaegon like on a more serious level. So we know, like, there's so much. This game is actually very, very deep. As confusing as it gets sometimes, there's a lot there.
Jamie found his Magic the Gathering. He's just like, woohoo, look at this. Just like walking on all crutches, baby. Let's go.
So, yeah, the assassins fell upon the royal capital, which would become known as the Night of the Black Knives. But, okay, so this is this one, mechanic that I never explained before. But when the first demigod would be killed with these, like, runes imbued into the blades, it would make a circle curse mark would be carved into their flesh. And that would kill the god, right? But what they did to circumvent this so that they would still preserve Ranny's body is right as they killed Godwin, they also killed Ranny. But they only did a semicircle on each. So one person got their spirit killed forever, and one got their body killed forever. Ranny had her spirit who would live on. And it's a good thing they didn't mix those up, huh?
Yeah.
Imagine the consequences if they were easily confused.
Which half of the circle? Where does the half of the circle even fucking start? Like, that's a ridiculous onboarding process for these assassins.
I wonder if I can pull it up. It's like circle curse mark, and you can see it in a picture on Godwin's back on one of
the curse mark of death,
and it's kind of like it looks like a centipede almost in a semicircle.
Yeah, it's looks like a spine bent to like form a semicircle.
Yeah, so half of it was put onto Godwin, killed his soul. Half of it was put onto Ranny, killed her body, and she was able to escape her fate as an Imperian.
That does look cool. It does look like a centipede.
Yeah.
Well, I think it looks like a spine. Okay.
It says centipede on the wiki, so I guess we all agree.
Sure. You guys can agree with Wikipedia. That's not a valid source.
Do you remember that in high school? Wikipedia is not a valid source. Please go to the library. No one did.
Nope. Yeah, so this changed the way that I interpreted the Knight of Black Knives. I thought it was just like, let's fuck with the Golden Order, and it was let's fuck with the Golden Order, but let's also free myself from being a part of the Golden Order.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And she had to have she didn't kill Godwin because of like spite or nothing. It was just because she needed someone to give up their soul so she could save her own. This marked the step-siblings as the first demigod casualties since Marika had brought in the Age of the Erdtree, or the Golden Age, with the Greater Will. Ranny transfers her spirit into a doll that was carved into the former image of the Snow Witch. That's why you always see her in this way. You can actually meet the doll later on.
Okay. What is with Miyazaki and fucking dolls, man? That's another thing. Like, again, like Elden Ring very much is just like, he's playing the hits, dude. Like, it's the good combat. It's the moon. It's the dolls without shoes for some reason. Like, it's always, it's like all the things in all his games.
Doll has four arms for some reason, too. Don't know why.
Cool.
Yeah.
New fetish discovered.
So, as we know, Queen Marika shatters the Elden Ring after the Knight of the Black Knives. Rani actually gets a rune, even though she's given up her Imperium body. She's still considered a demigod, but she stays out of the conflict. So, like, all this, the worldwide battle with where Malenia and Rykard have the final duel kind of thing, this all happens while she's staying out of everything.
She's in a cabin. Just like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
More accurately, she's in an underground city.
Nokrim.
Not Nokrim, but it's one right next to Nokrim, and it's like Nokrazilin or something. It's like it's really close. Yeah. I had written them both down and I took one out because I'm like, I'm not even gonna let this happen, but I ended up saying it anyway. Long after the Shattering, when we play the game, Rani hears of a tarnished champion hurtling about on a spectral steed. So this is where you first meet Rani. Like, when you start the game, you do like your little tutorial, blah blah blah. Then you get to go learn how to craft, and you keep walking. Then you finally meet Malenia, not Malenia, Malenia.
Christ, she... man!
Yeah,
I'm scrolling back up for the goddamn family tree. Malenia is Malenia.
It's Malenia's somehow direct child. I have a theory on that. At the end, we don't know where really Malenia came from, but Malenia came from. But she's the I'll take your souls and make you powerful, girl. She's your maidenless no longer.
The guide. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you go to your, like, fourth bonfire, you meet her there. Then if you backtrack two bonfires at night and you go to the second bonfire, you'll meet Rena, who is actually Rani. But she introduces herself as Rena.
I'm tired. I'm tired already.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a break from this game, and I don't even own it.
Malenia gave you a spectral steed. And Rani comes and says, oh, you have the spectral steed, and it seems to like you. Here's a bell, which you can call forth spirits. And that's how you get your summons, where you can, like, get the three wolves to follow you, or you get the mimic tier.
Cool.
You get him from Rena. But Rena and Malenia are the only two to really show up at bonfires and acknowledge you at the beginning of the game, which makes them seem like there's a link between them, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I did this in the game last night, and she introduced herself as Rena. She's confusing as hell, but she gives you some stuff, and I was like, thanks. And then now I have wolves.
cool. Yeah. Thanks for the wolves, I guess.
Yeah. Thanks for all the fish.
Yeah. Summon a bunch of dolphins for the boss fight, just like flopping around.
Rani's quest is the number one ending that everybody gets based on statistics from achievements.
Okay.
So there's six different endings for the game. Rani's one is the one that happens most naturally. It's the one that in my first playthrough, I kind of fell into that quest line almost by accident. You make your way to the Carrion Manor. You'll come face to face with Rani. This time she introduces herself as Rani, not Rena. And she asks you if you want to join her path. And then she bids you to find a way into Nokrim, the Eternal City, which Pete mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Nokrim.
I remember reading about it from the Moonlight one.
First no maidens, now Nokrim, dude? Come on. Some fucking squares.
Yeah, the two fingers got the Kron.
You're Kronless, touch grass. Yeah.
But don't touch Kron.
Yeah, not that grass, no.
Yeah, so you have to go there to find its treasure in Nokrim, the Eternal City, and it's a weapon that could be called Two Fingers. That could kill Two Fingers, sorry, and it's called, like, the Finger Blade or the Finger Slayer or something. It's like
the sword that can kill Two Fingers.
Oh, the Finger Slayer Blade.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, when you first pick it up, it's called Fongers, and then she tells you, it's like, well, no, it's actually Fingers.
Don't you see? Fongers is finger. They've been the same person this whole time.
So after you beat Radahn, so we kind of covered almost all of Radahn's story. He was like he was a cool kid and stuff. He grew up, he learned a bunch of gravity magic because he got too big for his horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he led like a war through the Caelid Wilds, and his bitch sister just turned him into a crazy Scarlet Rock guy, and he starts eating all of his men and other people's men. But Radahn is still so powerful, Scarscourge Radahn, that there's certain stars in the sky that he holds up just by existing. And when you kill him in the game, some of those stars fall. And a meteor falls, and it makes a big old hole in the ground where you can actually get down to Nokron, the Eternal City, after beating Radahn.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. And you get to, once you go under there, there's a whole night sky, like, under the ground. And it's because the Dark Moon manifests there. And it's, like, eternal night down there. Ranny would be pretty comfortable down there. And that's where the Finger Slayer Blade also is. So you go down and get it there. Then Ranny asks you to, like, kill a shadow. You go and talk to her as a doll. And you have to kill a shadow that's after her, which looks like Blade, but actually isn't Blade. Because you find out on a mask later that the shadow is wearing, it's like, it really looks like Blade, but it isn't. So that's why, like, the blacksmith thought that it was a good idea to lock him up, because it looked like he was trying to kill her, but he wasn't trying to kill her.
That's not Blade, that's Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. So once you kill him, eventually you get a key to a chest. You go back to where the respawn area and Ranny's mother is, and there's a chest there containing a ring. And this allows you to be Ranny's future consort.
Okay.
So if you give it to her.
Finally, hot goth mom.
Yeah.
If you give it to her, you, like, kneel down and you put it on her finger and stuff. And then she's like, okay, well, like, talk to me, though, like, after you beat the Elden beast. Like, okay. The last boss. And you go and beat.
Actually, I got to talk to the moon, and he's got to decide if we're a good fit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to ask permission.
Yeah, and so basically you do that, you play through the rest of the game, but this, after you've gotten the ring, you've kind of done all the prereqs, so as long as you beat the game, you'll get the Ranny ending. Ranny will ask you, do you want to put the ring on my finger kind of thing, and if you like it, you should put a ring on it, and you'll get this cutscene where there's a gigantic moon, huge, huge, huge moon, and it ushers in the Age of Stars, which... means that the Golden Order has less influence, people are free to do what they want, and Ranny is going to explore the stars with you as her consort and probably bringing people around. So it's the we go to space technology ending, I feel like, in Civilization. It's
cool. Yeah, okay. The Civ 6 science victory, yeah.
Yeah. So to me, this is the good ending. I think Ranny... has pretty good motives compared to some of the other characters. It's the most obvious ending, in my opinion, too, to get to. But yeah, super cool. Let's go to space. That's pretty much the end of Ranny's story too, but I have one last conjecture for you guys.
Sure. Conject away, my consort friend.
Melina, so the person who gives you your souls, and Ranny might be the same person.
Okay, I said go ahead, but you're just muddying the water by making more different characters same character, huh?
Yes. What if the same thing again?
So if you scroll up all the way right underneath the picture of Ranny, you can see has one eye closed with the blue on the left.
Yeah, we have to go up past this picture of sleep apnea that we have in our chat.
And if you go up and there's the first spoiler underneath, you can see Melina has her right eye closed with a red scar underneath. And they have opposite eyes closed at all times.
So, and Ranny could have been born from Radagon, who is also Merica, who solely gave birth to the Empyrean Melina.
Yes.
So are we just saying, like, Merica gives birth to Melina, splits her in two, takes half that, puts it in the egg that Radagon gives to Renala, says, here's a kid for you, and wow, yeah.
It could have been that
Or is Melina the body?
Merica could have had an egg, Radagon could have had an egg separately, but even though they're the same person, they just gave out different results. Yeah, like,
I mean, we know that Merica can split people, right? Or Empyreans, I guess, right? Like, can split their psyches into two, because she did it with herself, Radagon. So why not with their child?
Right? Could be that they split themselves as an Empyrean, too.
And if this other girl can level you up, she clearly can control, like... I don't know, like, control, like, because obviously the Fire Keepers are very powerful, and those are the level-up checks in Dark Souls.
Yeah.
If she is parallel to that, and she's like channeling the power of runes, like it would kind of also stand to reason.
Yeah. If you look at the next spoiler underneath, so Rani at almost all time, not all times, but she has this weird reflection of a second face that kind of overlaps with her, and someone superimposed Melina on that second face that is next to Rani.
Okay. So you can see the same face.
Yeah. You can see above what the face looks like. Sure. Yeah. You can see above what the face looks like without it being superimposed on, if it's hard to see.
Yeah.
In the first picture.
I mean, yeah. Like for the listeners at home, like it's even that eye is closed and scarred, and you can see like the blue scarring on Rani's face of Melina's like actual flesh scars. Like,
yeah.
This is either confirmed lore or a lazy VFX artist who got away with something here.
Yeah, yeah, but the it scar lines up on so Melina, well. It looks like a bird claw, and it's not like that centipede. If it was the cut that didn't kill her thing, it would make more sense. But it looks like a foot.
Yep. Third point, Melina and Rana are the only two people in the game who recognize Torrent. You meet them both at the beginning in like random events, as you're starting. One of them gives you the horse. The other one's like, oh, the horse likes you. Here's some more stuff. So nobody else mentions the horse in the entire game except for these two people. Another point where they could be the same. Spoilers for the frenzy ending, which we might do at some point. Not really spoilers for the story, but Melina, the person who gives you all your souls, is a part of it. And she opens her closed eye, and she has a blue eye under that closed eye.
Wow. I mean, you sold me two paragraphs ago. I mean, I'm on board here.
Yeah, it's really, like, everyone thinks it's just too close to not be related. So maybe we'll get more on Melina and Rani in the next one.
Because, like, knowing Souls games and the way these things are written, is like two characters that both use their left hand to write, like, are... completely linked and have their own secret ending, basically.
Yeah.
They look very, very similar. You get to meet them in the same ways. There's just a lot to say that if they're not the same person, they're related in some way. And they're both Empyreans that aren't explained how they're Empyreans.
Okay.
Anyways, that's another Elder Scrolls. Or not Elder Scrolls, Elden Ring.
We have two more spoiler images. What do you mean that's it?
Oh,
to look at them now?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that, one is...
Okay, so the one with her eye open is with the blue eye, now I see the blue eye.
And the other one was when they killed,
Two fingers.
No, two fingers.
Yeah. From the angle that it is, it almost looks like a guy with, like, his pants so shut at the bottom, and he's just, like... lying down on his back in front of you, basically.
Oh, yeah.
You also get to fight three fingers at one point, which I don't understand.
Is it just a hand with three fingers instead of two, making it a third more powerful?
Yeah, it's three fingers, 50%
more powerful.
He looks like all red. Yeah.
Sorry.
He looks all red and glowy. Let's see if we can find a... Yeah, he's like magma. It might be part of the frenzied flame ending because I haven't.
Frenzied flame is one of the other outer gods you had mentioned, right?
Yeah, I'll post it here. It kind of looks frenzied flame, right? Like,
oh yeah,
he's all red and glow.
Yeah.
Oh, it says the flame of frenzy next to it. Actually, don't even read that. I might spoil it.
Made him so frenzied he grew another finger.
Yep.
Anyways, did you delete the post out of the boys chat so we don't get spoiled for 2 weeks from now? As if I would remember.
Pete, I sometimes like think, should I not put the spoiler images now because I know you read them ahead of time?
I did it
to Radagon. Pete Peaks.
That's established canon.
Hey, look, I'm going to go into Jamie's closet and look at my Christmas presents, baby.
Oh my god, it got dark. You can't even see. I need a frenzied flame.
This typed into our chat right now where it's Jamie pulling up the clips where I took a screenshot of you, and you could just see your like eyes just like framed in the darkness, basically. Like,
it's very To Catch a Predator, I have to say.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Elden Ring. Let me know if you guys want more Elden Ring. I'm happy to look it up. There's still a lot to do. Let me know what you want to hear. You want to hear Rikard? You want to hear more about Marika and Radagon?
I want Rikard. Snake Man. That's a
Snake Man's good. Frenzied Flame. We have to do that ending.
I'm down for Frenzied Flame. I like the Outer Gods because that's always cool.
And even I think like dragons and stuff. I don't know if it's tied into Frenzied Flame. Let us know. Let us know what you want. We'll
do it. Let us know what the hell's going on. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been your third or three and a half Elden Ring episode, if you count Moonlight Greatsword. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for all the feedback, everybody. Like Jimmy says, let us know if you like it and you want to hear more, or if you want to hear something else. We've been getting, for a long time, we've been getting more requests than we can keep up with, but particularly recently, we've been getting more requests than we can keep up with. So it's great. Honestly, sorry if we don't get to yours anytime soon. Darnell, I mean, Green Lantern someday, for sure. But yeah, so if you guys want to get in touch with us, the best way to send those is via email. So that's contact@loreboys.com, or hop in the Discord, and there's a link in the Discord in the description of this episode. So just click on that. It should take you to the Discord, where you can, we have a channel dedicated for requests. It's called, yep, the Lore Requests channel. Pete, how are things in the Instagram world these days?
Very good. At Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. Catching up. Work's calming down a little bit, so I can... I'm not quite as brutalized as I've been the past couple of weeks, so I'm only a couple of behind. But if you want to reach out there, I always direct people on Instagram to Discord anyway, but I get messages all the time from fans, which is wonderful. Thank you so much. Artwork-wise, Montreal Comic Con, July 9th, 2022. Baby, we're gonna be there. And we're going to go out afterwards for a little mini boys con. So we've got a couple of people from the server showing up. If you can reach, please do. I think it would be a lot of fun. Tickets are still on sale as far as I know. And like, if it sells out, whatever, we're going to go out afterwards. If you want to just come to Montreal and have a beer, frankly, if that's a thing you can do, go for it. Otherwise, there's links to our merch in the description below. If you want to recommend art to be put on a t-shirt or a flag or something, let us know. It takes me a couple of minutes. It's all good. And I feel like there was some other thing I had. If you want to send us an email, we want to do a mailbag episode soon, definitely before Comic-Con, so in the next couple of weeks. If you want to send us an email, we'll read it to you. We'll read your own words back to you on Twitch, is the plan. So,
it's you can send us a video. We once watched a video on Twitch of Bison submitting his dating vid to us.
And Fitty shotgunning like a White Claw or something.
Yeah, exactly. So if you guys want to get in touch with us, we'll read or interact with whatever you want us to read or interact with.
I'm not reading any more SCP memes. Get fucked.
I mean, we get a lot of like out of context SCP memes for a while, and I mean, maybe fewer of those this time around.
I'll read them myself. I just won't read them on air.
They're private. They're for the collection. Yeah.
So thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to support the show, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys, where you can help support the show financially, make it a little more rewarding at the end of Pete's long, crazy days at the movie mines, digging up movies from the hard earth. Head on over there. We have a couple different tiers. We offer some different things. You guys will be able to see my picture of an angry moon, probably, on the Patreon. You'll see all the loser titles that we have for this episode, the titles that didn't quite make it as the title that you're seeing on the description of this episode. we'll release the script with all the visual attachments.
Bonus audio. Don't forget that.
Bonus audio comes out on Thursday, so stay tuned. And that's patreon.com/theloreboys. And of course, if you decide that none of that stuff is for you, then boy, do we have something for you. We have Lore Boys Prime, okay? Now, longtime listeners of the show will know this. More current listeners, maybe not, but there are three of us. If you guys wanted to, I don't know, let's say ramp up our power, our lore power. Let's say there was a hypothetical three fingers in this pie, essentially. Me, I put a finger in, Jamie put a finger in, Pete put a finger into a pie, okay? We need a fourth finger, and we are... like Prince Charming with a glass slipper, going around the Western Milwaukee downtown hub, looking for
someone to finger our pie.
Someone to finger our pie. To be perfectly frank, get a finger in our pie. And you know, if you're the right one, feel free to send us submissions of your fingers in various pies.
That's great.
And that's the price this week for our Lore Boys Premium. So crunch at us, I guess, lore folk. That would constitute a Lore Boys.
Lore Boys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.